Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, my name is
Yes, what?
Michaela calling, and I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer, sweetie. The name is Antonio Ferrer. Are you ready for me to transfer him?
Yes.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Antonio?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Mai Soon. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
All right, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for yourself or for a loved one?
For me.
Gosh. And was there a specific subtype of non-Hodgkin's?
Lymphoma.
Okay. So it was just non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? It wasn't a B-cell, a T-cell?
It was B-cell.
Okay. The diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And when were you diagnosed?
It was like April 2023.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
40.
All right. And were you spraying the Roundup at home or was it for work or both?
At home,
and can I get that home address where you were spraying it?
2544 Gale Meadow Drive, Fort Worth, Texas, zip code 76123.
Thank you. And is this your current home address or?
Yes.
Okay. And was there anyone else in your household who was affected by the Roundup as well?
No, it was just me.
Right. And how many years have you been spraying Roundup for?
Since 2010. Like 13 years.
Okay, so you started spraying in 2010 and you stopped in 2023?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Right. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Right, and then I'm just going to list off some other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Right, there's HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
Arthritis.
Okay. Any family cancer history or any other cancer requiring chemo besides the non-Hodgkin's?
No, that's it.
Okay. And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
A-N-T-O-N-I-O. Antonio, last name, F-A-R-R-I-E-R. Farrier.
Thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Right. What is your date of birth?
2/3/1983.
Yes. Right. And are you married?
No.
Okay. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Just going to the doctor.
And when would you say you became aware that it was related to Roundup? What year was that?
Like 2022.
Is when you found out there was a connection?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
I'm 6'2", like 285.
Okay, and then can I get your primary email, please?
Antonio Farrier, 62@icloud.com. Yes.
All right. And then how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup?
Like 4 times a month. So like 4 times a month during the summer.
During the summer. And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you started spraying in 2010 and you stopped in 2023.
Okay.
And did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
I had gloves on.
Okay. And what states were you using the Roundup in?
Texas.
It was only in Texas?
Yeah.
Right. And how many exposures to Roundup would you say you've had in your lifetime, if you just had to give me an estimate?
I don't know. Probably like 15.
15?
Yeah.
15 times. Okay. And do you get your water from a water well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene, Agent Orange, anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
It was concentrate.
Do you remember where you purchased it from? What stores?
CVS.
Yes. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, ma'am. All
right. And have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Okay. And how many years have you smoked for?
It was like 5 years.
5 years?
Yes.
5 years. And are you currently employed?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your current job title?
Security.
Security. And can I get the name of your current employer?
It's Strategic Security.
And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your diagnosis?
Yes.
How long would you say?
I was out for like 2 weeks.
Okay. And then do you have an employer address I can put down? I'm seeing one in Austin, Texas.
Yes.
I can put that one down?
Yes.
Okay. That's the 7801 North Lamar Boulevard in Austin?
Yes.
Right. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy or disability, workers' compensation claim?
No.
All right. And then other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then can I get the name of that facility where you were diagnosed?
Hold on. Texas Health Harris Methodist Hospital, Southwest Fort Worth, zip code 76132.
Okay, that's the one on 6100 Harris Parkway?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you remember the diagnosing physician's name?
Oh, it was Jerry Lee Parker.
Jerry Park?
Jerry Lee Parker.
Okay, Jeremy Parker.
Jerry. J E.
Can you spell his first name again?
J-E-R-R-Y, Jerry.
Jerry.
J-E-R-R-Y, Lee.
Oh. Okay, thank you. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes.
Right. And how has your diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's impacted your life?
I'll be having shorter breath. My chest be hurting.
Shortness of breath and chest pain?
Yes.
Right. And when were you treated for the non-Hodgkin's? Do you know the dates for that?
It was like April 2023.
And then when was the last time you were treated for it?
It was like May 2023.
May of 2023?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And what types of treatment did you have? Was it chemo, radiation, surgery?
Yeah, it was chemo.
All right. And then can I get the last 4 digits of your social?
2870.
Thank you. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case we can't reach you or something unfortunate happens. Did you want to provide one?
Yes, you can call this number right here. Area code 469.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
552-1839.
Okay, and does this person live with you?
No.
Right. What is your relationship to?
A friend.
Okay, and can I get a first and last name?
Tierra Logan.
Is that T-I-A-R-A?
Yes, ma'am. Logan.
Logan, L-O-G-A-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send this over to you right now. You will receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier for you to open up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you receive it?
No, that came in yet.
Okay, it should have just went through again.
It's going to my email or my phone?
Both.
Okay, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Did it go through?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then while you're looking through that, I'm going to send you a text as well from my direct line in case you had any questions or concerns at all throughout this. You can reach back out to me.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent you the text from my number.
Okay.
Okay, I just received it.
Okay.
All right. And that should be all that I need. Did you have any questions at all before I let you go?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, then I sent you a text in case you did think of anything. You can reach back out to me, and the attorney should be giving you a call soon to verify your information, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thanks. I hope you have a good day.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you.